American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 2A. Hello, please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Efficiency. Efficiency. Advertisements. Advertisements. Ad. Ad. Unfurnished. Unfurnished. Appliances. Appliances. Central heating. Central heating. Air conditioning. Air conditioning. Utility. Utility. Electricity. Electricity. Available. Available. Public. Public. Transportation. Transportation. Now repeat the paragraph. Ken and Carrie live in an efficiency apartment. It's too small for them, so they want to find a new apartment. They've been watching the advertisements in the newspaper closely, reading each ad carefully. They are looking for an unfurnished place because they have their own living room and bedroom furniture. But they don't have the big kitchen appliances, like a stove and refrigerator. They want to have central heating and air conditioning, rather than window air conditioners. The utility bills may be higher with central air, because it uses more electricity. But they don't care. It's more important to them to have the good service of a central heater and air conditioner available than to pay lower bills. They need to have public transportation available too, because they both work and they have only one car. They can take turns riding the bus to work. If they can get an apartment close to a bus stop. They are going to have a hard time finding exactly what they want. Answer these questions about the paragraph. Number one. Where do Ken and Carrie live? Repeat, they live in an efficiency apartment. Number two, what have they been doing? Repeat, they've been watching the advertisements in the newspaper for an unfurnished apartment. Number three, what don't they have? Repeat, they don't have the big kitchen appliances. Number four, what kind of heating and air conditioning do they want? Repeat, they want central heating and air conditioning. Number five, what may be higher? Repeat, the utility bills may be higher. Number six, what do they need to have available? Repeat, they need to have public transportation available. Look at figure two. Listen to a question and then circle the letter of the best answer. Number one, where do Ken and Carrie live? Number two, what have they been looking at to find an apartment? Number three, what kind of apartment are they looking for? Number four, what is it they don't have? Number five, what bills will be higher? Number six, what type of air conditioner do they want? Number seven, what else do they want available? Let's check your answers. Number one is C. Repeat, Ken and Carrie live in a one-room apartment. Number two is A. Repeat, they've been looking at newspaper ads to find an apartment. Number three is C. Repeat, they are looking for an apartment without furniture. Number four is B. Repeat, they don't have a stove and refrigerator. Number five is B. Repeat, the electricity and gas bills may be higher. Number six is A, repeat. They want an air conditioner that's a part of the apartment. Number seven is C, repeat. They want a bus stop near their home. Look at figure three. Repeat the underlined words. Perfect. Perfect. Advertise. Advertise. Lease. Lease. Section. Section. Furnished. Furnished. Paint. Paint. Off. Off. Include. Include. Exclude. Exclude. Wondered. Wondered. Take a minute and read the paragraph. Now answer these questions. Number one, could Ken and Carrie find the perfect place? Repeat. No, they couldn't find exactly what they wanted. Number two, what did they decide to do? Repeat, they decided to advertise. Number three, what did their ad say they wanted? Repeat, their ad said they wanted to lease a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment. Number four, where did they want the apartment located? Repeat, they want it in the northwest section of town. Number five. What do they want furnished? Repeat. They want kitchen appliances and central air and heat furnished. Number six, what are they willing to do? Repeat, they are willing to paint the apartment for a percentage off the deposit. Number seven, what did the newspaper clerk do with their ad? Repeat, she wrote it to include all they wanted. And exclude the unnecessary words. Number eight. What did Ken and Carrie wonder? Repeat. They wondered if the ad would be understood and answered. Look at figure four. Listen to a question and then circle the letter of the best answer. Number one, could Ken and Carrie find exactly what they wanted? Number two, what did they do? Number three, what did their ad say they wanted to do? Number four, where do they want the apartment located? Number five, what do they want furnished? Number six, what are they willing to do? Number seven, what did the clerk do with their ad? Number eight, what did Ken and Carrie wonder about? Let's check your answers. Number one is B. Could Ken and Carrie find exactly what they wanted? Repeat, no, they couldn't find the perfect place. Number two is A. What did they do? Repeat, they put an ad in the paper. Number three is B. What did their ad say they wanted to do? Repeat, rent a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment. Number four is C. Where do they want the apartment located? Repeat, in the northwest part of town. Number five is B. What do they want furnished? Repeat, large appliances for the kitchen. Number six is B. What are they willing to do? Repeat, change the color of the walls. Number seven is C. What did the clerk do with their ad? Repeat, She included what they wanted and left out the unnecessary words. Number 8 is A. What did Ken and Carrie wonder about? Repeat, they wanted to know if the ad would be understood and answered. Now listen to a short dialogue. What does Jan feel like cooking for supper?
Nothing. She feels like eating out.
Listen and repeat. What does Jan feel like cooking for supper?
Nothing. She feels like eating out.
Now look at figure 5. I'll take the part of John. You take the part of Jill. What does Jan feel like cooking for supper? Now listen to a longer dialogue.
That record sounds like it's very old.
It looks like it is, too.
Do you feel like listening to it again?
Yes, I'd like to. It doesn't seem like I've heard it before.
I don't think I have either.
Well, let's hear it again. Now repeat the dialogue.
That record sounds like it's very old.
It looks like it is, too.
Do you feel like listening to it again?
Yes, I'd like to. It doesn't seem like I've heard it before.
I don't think I have either.
Well, let's hear it again. Now look at figure 6. I'll take the part of Kathy, you take the part of Corey. That record sounds like it's very old. Do you feel like listening to it again? I don't think I have either. Look at figure 7. When I say begin, circle the word which does not belong in each group. Look at the example. Circle paper. The word paper doesn't belong. The other words are all colors. You'll have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Let's take a look at the answers. In number 1, the word paint doesn't belong. In number 2, the word elderly doesn't belong. In number 3, the word transportation doesn't belong. In number 4, the word performance doesn't belong. In number 5, the word puzzle doesn't belong. In number 6, the word recruiting doesn't belong. In number 7, the word printer doesn't belong. In number 8, the word orchestra doesn't belong. In number 9, the word wine doesn't belong. In number 10, the word doctors doesn't belong. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 17. Thank you.